Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com. We were referencing her column earlier in the show with a bunch of news and notes from the combine. Mary Kay, you on your way home? Where are you? Still there?
No, I'm home.
I'm home.
I'm here gearing up for the start of the new league year and all the things that could potentially happen with the Browns here.
All right. Well, let's get into it because you had some interesting things that we talked about earlier. And let's do them in order that you put in this article. Let's start with Duke Johnson drawing trade interest. Dustin and I are in agreement that we would not trade Duke Johnson unless somebody overpaid or was part, like, let's say it was part of an Odell Beckham deal or something like that. But to trade him just for maybe a fourth and probably more likely a fifth round pick doesn't seem to make much sense, especially when we don't know Kareem Hunt's status. Your thoughts, Mary Kay?
Well, I tend to agree with you. I think the only way that you would do it is if you got some kind of a draft pick that you really couldn't refuse and you thought that you could replace Duke's production in some other way through, you know, through free agency or the draft or something. I mean, they don't really have to do anything right now, again, like you said, because they don't know the deal with Kareem yet. And Duke doesn't make a ton of money. So you've got him on the roster for, you know, 2.3 something this year, including some bonus money. So it's not something they're clamoring to do. And I wouldn't even say that they're not like actively shopping him. But the fact that John Dorsey put that out there like that, that he's not expendable yet, that perked up the ears of some teams. And I actually talked to some, some people from teams myself that, that kind of expressed interest about Duke. And I know that there are some other teams interested too.
Mary Kay, when do you think we'll hear something on the Kareem Hunt suspension?
Well, I checked into that today, and I was told by the league office that they have no time frame on it. But I would think, and I know the Browns are hoping, that they will know something by the start of the league year, which is officially next Wednesday. So, they would like to know because, you know, if it's going to be 10 games, you know, that changes your plans. You have to have contingency plans maybe for what you want to do. It would probably impact whether or not they would like to trade Duke Johnson at the beginning of the league year. And there's just a lot of things involved, depending on how long he'll be out.
Mary Kay, have the Browns made a mistake in not having Kareem Hunt speak to the media yet? John Dorsey's obviously talked about it twice, because he did a little at the Combine. Freddie Kitchens did it as well at the Combine, had to address the situation. Do you think they've made a mistake not having him speak? And how do you think they have handled these press conferences in relation to Kareem Hunt?
You know, I think they've done a nice job with it. It's a tough situation, obviously, and, it can be very divisive and things like that. But I think they've handled it really well. I don't have a problem with them not making him available to the media yet because he doesn't really even know enough yet about what the situation is going to be, how long he's going to be out. So I think it would be wise to, maybe wait until the start of the offseason program when everybody reconvenes and maybe when he's got a little bit more under his belt in terms of the rehabilitation that he's going through and things of that nature.
What do you think the plan is for Kareem? Like when he gets back and assuming he serves his time in suspension and gets to play, gets on the field, like what do you think, how do they split the carries? You know, what does that mean for Chubb and for Duke?
Well, that's the big question. I mean, they're going to have to figure out how to find enough touches for at least for Nick and Kareem, and of course then Duke if he's still around at that point. As far as Duke is concerned, you can have him doing so many other things that I wouldn't even really necessarily put him in that category of having to worry about how you're going to divide things up because you can split him out, you can put him in the slot, you can find ways to get Duke the ball in the passing game. But the other two guys, it'll be very interesting to see what the situation is going to be between those two. And, you're going to have to keep both of them not happy because they're not worried about that. But you're going to have to find ways, most of the time you want to have a running back carrying the load and having the hot hand. Well, now you've got two premier workhorse backs, and I don't know how they're going to divide that up yet.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com is with us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Mary Kay, in your column, you talk about the Browns and Breshad Perriman not being close. You know, he showed a lot of potential in December, but he hasn't proven anything in the NFL. I don't know how much money that somebody's going to offer him. And I know the Browns have a ton of cap space, but I think it seems like they're being smart here, that they want him back, but at their price, right?
That is absolutely true. They want him back, but at the right price. And I think they feel like, you know, they kind of rescued him a little bit off the scrap heap.
Yep, they did.
And they kind of put him back on the map. And it's probably good for him to be with Baker Mayfield, who's so accurate. He's been able to really make guys that, you know, were struggling in some other places or ways look good again. And so I think this is a good situation for him, and he loves it here. So those are some of the things that the Browns have going in their favor. But what Drew Rosenhaus has on his side is the fact that it's a pretty thin receiver market, and I think he wants to let the market set the price for Kareem. You know, they want to see what they can get out there on the open market, and the only bad part about that is sometimes when it gets to that point, things break down and the player doesn't end up with the team, and I think the Browns would really like to have him back.
What do you think the market is? I mean, $5 million a year, $6 million a year, three-year deal, something like that?
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been thinking. I mean, I don't think that there's any way that there's no way that they're going to transition him, put the tag on him, obviously, because that would be, I don't know, something like $14 million or whatever for the year. So that's not going to happen. But I could see maybe a $5 million a year contract. I'm sure that's probably in the neighborhood of what they would like to pay him. It's just a matter of what Drew Rosenhaus thinks he can get. And, you know, teams always are willing to overpay in free agency. So, you know, I think both sides are being smart about it.
We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, you talk about Rashard Higgins is going to get tendered, but Breann Bowdy-Calhoun was not. I know Dustin was surprised by that a little bit. Why do you think they've decided to do that?
Well, you know, I know for sure that they want Rashard back, and that this is the easiest way to make sure that while they continue probably to negotiate, they can have him wrapped up. They can still talk about a multi-year deal after they tender him, but this will give them a chance to kind of buy their time a little bit and get him under contract at least for the next year. As far as Breann Bowdy-Calhoun, I'm not really sure why they're not tendering him. Maybe they just feel like they've got enough young guys in the defensive backfield, but for whatever reason, they're letting him hit the market and see what he can get out there, I guess. And maybe, you know, sometimes they end up back here and sometimes they don't, but he will not be tender.
Mary Kay, saw today that C.J. Mosley, the Ravens linebacker, is not going to get franchise tagged. Would the Browns have an interest in a player like that?
Well, you know, they might. I mean, they might have interest in a player like that. And if you, and I don't know for sure if they do yet or not, but if you either trade or release Jamie Collins, thereby saving more than $9 million on the cap this year, it gives you even more money to spend on some guys like that. Now, as John Dorsey has said, he's not going to go crazy in free agency. And a lot of times, you know, teams don't want to spend top dollar for another team's, not cast off, but for another team's player that they're not willing to pay. So I don't know if John Dorsey's going to break the bank for guys like that, but he now does have the opportunity, especially with the cap money they have and the more that they're going to create, to go out and add, you know, maybe two, three good defenders to this football team.
Yeah, I mean, of the guys who are going to be out there, Mosley's probably one of the guys that makes the most sense if you take out the guys, obviously, that are, you know, getting franchise tagged here. We'll see. Another guy that could end up being a free agent, there's a lot of guys that could end up being free agents, but the Chiefs, there's a report that they may release Justin Houston. Obviously, he's been banged up. Where do you think, if the Browns are going to spend in free agency, what position do you think it will be, Mary Kay?
Well, you know, linebacker is one place to look. You know, Anthony Barr from the Vikings is another one that you could look at. Multiple Pro Bowler, still kind of young, still sort of in the prime of his career. I believe he made somewhere in the neighborhood of $12 million last year, so he's not going to come cheap. But once again, if you lop off a few of the bigger salaries like Jamie's right now, then you can afford to pay a guy like that. So I think they'll look at some of those kind of guys. Again, I don't know the names for sure that they're looking at yet in free agency because, you know, for the most part, people keep those things pretty quiet. But we'll start to hear more as the next 3 or 4 days go by.
We know that Collins is not going to play for the Browns at his current salary. More likely he's somewhere else or playing for the Browns at a lower salary.
I think so. I mean, I think they'll try to trade him, but the trade would hinge upon a team wanting to be able to redo his deal.
Yeah.
So that would have to be part of the negotiations with with whatever's going on with Bus Cook, his agent. He'd have to find a taker that's willing to redo that, and Jamie would have to be willing to accept that. So they'll try to trade him, and if they can't, I would imagine that they might just go ahead and release him. I don't know that he would want to stick around here and take a pay cut. So not sure exactly where that one's going yet, but I believe they will at least try to get something in return for him.
Mary Kay, Odell Beckham Jr., we talk about all the time. Any chance he gets traded and maybe to Cleveland?
Well, you know, I keep hearing Dave Gettleman, the Giants GM, say in no uncertain terms he's not trading Odell Beckham Jr. But then, of course, we all saw the report by Jay Glazer of Fox Sports. He believes he will get traded. So I don't know. Dave Gettleman was so adamant about it that right now I kind of believe him. I don't see it happening. But I suppose, you know, things can change over the next week or so, or maybe even longer than that. I keep kidding around, why not just send Antonio Brown to New York and send out Odell Beckham to Pittsburgh and everybody will be happy?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think Odell Beckham's worth more than Antonio Brown if you consider age at this point. But the only reason I don't buy Dave Gettleman at all, Mary Kay, is because there's no upside to him saying that if he says Odell Beckham's available, then his value goes down. So I don't buy what he's selling. I don't think he'd give him away for nothing, but I think if John Dorsey offered 2 first-round picks, I think he might blink.
Yeah, he might, and it might take something like that. And again, he's still young. He's still in the prime of his career. He's got his longtime coach here in Adam Henry.
Yep.
He's got one of his best friends here in Jarvis Landry, who the few times that I've actually talked to Jarvis Landry about Odell, and I've said, you know, would he want to come here and play? And he has said, yes, he would. He would want to be here. And we saw him out dining with Baker Mayfield. Those two guys have
They're friends.
Yeah, those guys have become friends. And really, you know, who wouldn't want Baker Mayfield throwing the ball to them?
That's right.
You know, a guy like Odell Beckham Jr., that can really put you, well, he's already on the map. But, I mean, that can lead to a Hall of Fame career, which, you know, he's kind of on his way towards that anyways. But receivers, you know, it's not lost on them when you have a guy like Baker Mayfield throwing you the football.
It's hard to believe, Mary Kay. And, you know, Dustin and I have been covering this team, obviously, for 8 years now. You've been covering this team for a lot longer than we have. Isn't it really hard to believe it? Like, the Browns are a desirable location. They have a good GM. They have cap space. They're on the rise. They've got one of the top young quarterbacks in the game. They have the top young defensive lineman in the game. Great backfield, a good wire. They got all these positive things, a coach people are excited about. In like a year, the Browns have gone from for years of being the franchise that the only way you get anybody is by way overpaying to where, like, yeah, Odell wants to play here, and this guy would want to play here. Isn't it amazing?
It really is amazing, and you're right. It was just an overnight transformation of this football team to the point where, you know, where people really do want to come here, are excited about coming here, want to coach here, and all of those sorts of things. So I think this will be an interesting free agency period because you will not have guys all of a sudden, you know, we're hearing, oh, yeah, well, the Browns really wanted this guy, and he went somewhere else. No, it's not going to be like that. People really understand what's going on here, and again, Baker and Jarvis have been out there, you know, hitting the pavement and actually recruiting guys.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be very interesting.
You know, the contract, Mary Kay, that they gave to Greg Robinson 1 year, it's $7 million and change. Do you think that he could be the long-term answer at left tackle?
Well, this is his chance to prove it. It's a one-year prove-it deal. By the middle of the season, if he has put together a solid sort of 16 games, which would amount to about one season, if they see at that point, about midway through the season, that he is for real and that he's getting the job done the way they think he can, then I think they will start talking multi-year extension for him. So I think that's the place to look. Around week 8, yeah. Week 9, has he demonstrated that he can be the guy? And if he can, then I think that you'll see him start to get paid for that.
I think it's a great point, Mary Kay, and I think this is a really smart move by the Browns. I think a long-term extension, I don't think he's proven enough to warrant a long-term extension, but I think you're right. I think middle, if he continues to progress, because there were flaws in his game, right? He had a lot of penalties and stuff like that, but there were some real positives. Obviously, he's a top pick. But I think this makes total sense 1 year, and I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense as well. If he's looking great halfway, lock him up, and if he's looking a little shaky, then you move on and find somebody else.
Right, and it's also a motivating factor for him. He knows that this is his opportunity to go out and prove and show that he deserves to be the Browns' left tackle of the future. So they should get some really, really good and motivated play out of him in that first 8 games when he's, you know, trying to see if he can be the long-term guy.
Mary Kay, good stuff as always. We'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.